Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Getting ready for today, it really got me thinking about how we search for things online. It's like we do it without even thinking, right?
Yeah, it's second nature at this point.
Totally. But you know what? The way we search is about to change in a big way. It's all because of this thing called Search Generative Experience, SGE for short. And you've been doing some digging on this, haven't you?
I have. I even found this great article by Janice Ramos. It's called Understanding SGE and Adapting Your SEO Strategy for Success.
Perfect. So today we're going to go through all your research and pull out the need-to-know info about SGE. We'll figure out just how big of a deal this whole thing really is. Because get this, with SGE, Google is basically trying to read our minds. It's going to go way beyond just the words we type and actually try to understand what we're really looking for. And luckily, I've got a total expert here to help us break it all down. They've been working with AI and search for years. So let's start with the basics. That article we mentioned defines SGE as using AI to get the intent behind searches. But what does that actually mean in the real world?
Well, with traditional search, it's always been about matching keywords. You type in best coffee shops, and Google just shows you websites that have those words. But with SGE, it's more about getting all the little details of what you really want. Like, are you looking for a quiet place to work, or a place to meet with friends, or maybe the absolute cheapest latte you can find? SGE uses AI to try to figure that out. It's kind of like having a super smart research assistant right there with you.
Okay, I see. So it's not just giving us links based on the words we type. SGE is trying to figure out the bigger picture of why we're actually searching. But how does it actually do that? The article mentioned AI and NLP, natural language processing, but those always sound kind of like they're straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Haha, I know, right? But basically, language models are like the brains behind everything. They've been trained on tons and tons of text. And from all that text, they learn how we use language, how words relate to each other, and even how to predict what word comes next in a sentence. And that's where NLP comes in. NLP helps computers understand the meaning and the context of the things we search for. So let's say you search best coffee shops for working. With SGE, it doesn't just see those individual words. It understands that you're probably looking for a quiet place, maybe with Wi-Fi, and that hopefully has some good pastries too.
So it's like SGE is learning to speak our language, not just recognizing keywords, but getting the grammar, the context, even maybe the feelings behind what we're typing. That's pretty wild. But why is this change to SGE such a big deal? I mean, search already works fine, right?
It does, but think about how often you have to go through pages and pages of results just to find what you really need, or how sometimes the results are just kind of, well, wrong.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, SGE is going to try to fix that. It's all about figuring out what you really want. Like, imagine you search for how to fix a leaky faucet, and then you get a nice step-by-step guide at the top of the results. And it's even tailored to your exact type of faucet. No more digging through tons of random links.
Wow, that would be so nice. So SGE could save us so much time and frustration by just giving us what we need right away. I'm definitely on board with that. But what about the number who create all the content we find online? You know, the article said that SGE will be a huge deal for digital marketing and SEO. What exactly did they mean by that?
It's a total game changer, honestly. SEO used to be all about keywords. You'd cram your website full of them, hoping to get to the top of the search results.
Right.
But with SGE, keywords aren't going to matter as much as the quality and the relevance of your content. It's going to be about creating content that really answers questions and solves problems, not just content that tricks the search engines.
So it's not about gaming the system anymore. It's about actually helping your audience. That honestly sounds like a good thing. But then how are we supposed to keep up with this new world of SGE as content creators? That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that article had some good ideas, but I think it helps to think about how SGE will change SEO in a few different ways. First, understanding what your audience really wants is going to be super important. We can't just look at basic keywords anymore. We have to get deep and figure out what people are actually searching for, why are they searching for it, and what would actually make them happy with the results.
That's interesting. So you're saying we need to go way deeper with our content than we used to. It's not just about answering a question, but thinking about all the other questions someone might have, and then trying to answer all of those too.
Exactly. It's about making content that's so helpful that Google can't help but put it right at the top. That means focusing on quality, giving in-depth answers, using different media formats, and really going above and beyond.
So SGE is making us step up our game in a big way. No more shortcuts. It's all about standing out and giving real value. I get it. But to be honest, it's a little intimidating.
I get that feeling. But think about it like this. If we embrace this shift toward putting the user first, we can connect with our audience even better, become known as experts, and create stuff that actually makes a difference.
That's a good point. It's about the long game, building relationships, and creating content that really matters. But what about all the technical stuff we used to worry about, like keywords, backlinks, and page speed? Do those still matter with SGE?
They do, but things are changing a little. Keywords are still important, but it's less about stuffing them into your content and more about using them in a smart way. You're just trying to signal your topic and relevance to Google and your audience. Think of them more like guides, not the whole journey.
So we're not throwing away everything we know about SEO, just changing things up for this new world.
Exactly. Backlinks are still good too because they show Google that your content is trustworthy. And page speed is still crucial because no one wants to wait forever for a website to load, even if it has the best content in the world.
So it's like building a house. You need a strong foundation, the technical SEO, but then you got to fill it with nice furniture, the high quality content, to make it a place where people want to be.
I love that. That's a perfect way to put it. And just like building a house, there are tools that can help us with this new SEO landscape. The article talked about some like ClearScope, Market News, and SEMrush. These are platforms that use AI to analyze content, find relevant keywords, and even suggest ideas based on what people are searching for.
Yeah, so it's like having an AI partner to help us stay on top of everything.
Right.
That's pretty cool. But it could be a little overwhelming too, especially if you're just getting started.
For sure.
What advice would you give to someone who's feeling lost with all of this?
Good question. I'd say don't be afraid to try things out. Test different tools, see what works for you, and don't get too hung up on all the technical stuff. In the end, it's all about creating content that people actually want to read or watch or listen to.
It's about remembering that there are real people behind those searches.
Right.
So before we move on, let's sum up what we've learned so far. SGE is coming. It's going to change how we search and create content, but it's not the end of the world. It's a chance to improve, focus on quality, and connect with our audiences even better.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But there's another part to this SGE story. It's not just about SEO and technical stuff. It's about the bigger questions we have to ask when AI plays such a big role in how we get information. And that's what we'll talk about in the next part of our deep dive. So stick around. We'll be back in a flash to dive into how SGE will affect the way we all search. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the deep dive. We've talked about what SGE is and how it's going to change SEO. But now let's talk about how SGE will affect the average person. You know, the everyday user who just wants to find information quickly and easily.
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting. Like, imagine you search for something like best hiking trails near me. Right now, with traditional search, you just get a page full of links, and you have to go through all of them yourself to find what you want.
Right, you have to visit tons of different websites, read reviews, and basically do all the work yourself. It can take forever.
Exactly. But with SGE, instead of just links, you might get a summary right there at the Taha results. Like, imagine a box that says, okay, based on your location and what you like, here are three great hiking trails within 10 miles of you they offer. And then it lists things like how difficult they are, if they have nice views, and even if you can bring your dog.
So it's like having a personal guide built right into the SIS results. No more clicking through a million links. That's awesome, especially if you just want a quick answer.
And it's not just about giving you information. SGE can also help you, you know, get more specific with your search. So let's say you're planning a trip and you search things to do there, Paris. SGE might be like, okay, to help me narrow things down, are you more interested in historical sites or museums or art galleries or food or something else? It's like having a conversation with Google.
That's so cool. I can see how this whole conversational thing could change the way we search. It's not about finding the perfect keywords anymore. It's more like a back and forth to figure out what you really need. Like SGE is becoming your research buddy or something.
That's a great way to put it. And it opens up so many possibilities. Like, think about searching for a complicated topic like the history of quantum physics. Instead of getting a bunch of super technical articles, SGE could give you a simple overview, explain the main ideas, and even link to videos or simulations.
So it's about making even really complex information easier to understand. That's awesome. But the article did say that SGE might not be perfect, right? Are there any downsides or things we should be worried about?
Of course. Any new technology has its issues. And one of the big challenges with AI is bias. These systems learn from the data they're trained on. And if that data is biased, well, the results can be biased too.
So if the data used to train SGE has problems, those problems could show up in the information people see.
Yeah, exactly. And that could be really bad, especially with sensitive topics. It's super important that the data is checked carefully and that there are ways to find and fix bias.
I see what you mean. It's like any tool. It could be used for good or for bad.
Exactly.
So we need to be careful and make sure it's being used the right way.
Right.
Another thing that worries me is what this means for content creators. If everyone is getting their answers right from Google, will they even bother visiting websites anymore?
That's a good point. It's definitely something to think about. But instead of seeing it as a threat, I think it's a chance to get creative.
Oh, interesting.
Like, how can we make content that is so good, so unique, that people will still want to see it, even with SGE?
So it's even more important now to be an expert.
Right.
And to give people more than just basic information.
Exactly.
But what about people who are feeling overwhelmed about all this? What should they do?
I'd say start with understanding your audience. Really think about what they need and what they want. What questions are they asking? What would help them the most? If you can understand your audience, then you can make content that answers their questions directly. And that makes it more likely that Google will show your content in those conversational summaries.
So it's about thinking ahead and giving people all the information they might need.
Exactly. And it's also important to keep learning about SGE and to experiment. You know, the internet is always changing, so what works today might not work tomorrow.
So we have to be flexible and keep learning.
Yes.
This has been super helpful. But before we move on, let's quickly go over the main points again. So SGE is coming. It's going to change how we search and how we make content. But it's not all bad news.
Right.
It's actually a chance to make better content, connect with our audience, and reach our goals.
Totally agree.
And we also need to remember that SGE is just one example of how AI is changing things.
Yeah.
It can make information easier to find, help us learn new things, and solve problems.
It definitely can.
But it's important to be aware of the potential risks too, like bias.
Absolutely.
So we need to make sure AI is being used for good.
I agree.
And the article ended with a really interesting question. It asked, now that we know how to get ready for SGE, the big question is, what kind of future do we want to create with this technology? What are your thoughts on that?
It's a really important question that we all need to think about because AI is becoming a bigger part of our lives. SGE is just one example. It can make information more accessible, connect us with new ideas, and help us solve tough problems. But as we've talked about, it also comes with challenges.
So it's not just about adapting to the technology, but about making sure it's used in a way that aligns with our values and goals.
Yes.
We have to think about the impact it could have, both good and bad.
That's right.
And we need to be part of the conversation about how to develop and use AI responsibly.
I completely agree.
Our deep dive today wasn't just about the technical stuff. It was also about thinking about these bigger questions and realizing that SGE could change how we live, how we learn, and how we interact with the world.
Yeah.
It's exciting and a little scary at the same time, right?
It is.
It shows us that we're entering a whole new era.
Definitely.
And we have the power to make sure this new era is a good one.
That's a really good point.
Okay, so before we get too philosophical here, let's bring things back down to earth. In the last part of our deep dive on SGE, we're going to look at some examples of how businesses are already using this technology. So stay tuned for part 3, where we'll get into the practical side of SGE and how it's changing the digital world. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the deep dive. We've talked a lot about what SGE is, how it works, and how it could change things. But now let's get down to business and talk about real-world examples. I want to know how companies are actually using SGE.
Well, some businesses are already ahead of the game. They're not waiting for SGE to be everywhere. They're already changing their strategies.
So they're getting a head start.
Exactly.
I like it. So what are some examples of companies doing this?
Let's go back to that best hiking trails near me search we talked about. Instead of just focusing on single web pages, some companies are creating these really detailed hubs about specific topics.
So instead of just a list of trails, they're building a whole website section with everything a hiker might need.
Exactly. Like, imagine a section called Hiking with Dogs in the Northeast. They might have articles about the best trails for dogs, tips for hiking with your dog, gear recommendations, even a list of vets or dog-friendly places to stay.
Wow, that's going all out. They're really trying to cover everything, but I'm guessing there's a reason for that?
Oh, definitely. Remember how we said SGE is all about understanding what the user wants? These hubs are built to answer all those questions a user might have. It's like they're designed to attract those SGE summaries.
I see. So if someone searches dog-friendly hikes, Google might say, check out this awesome resource on hiking with dogs in the Northeast. It has. And boom, they're on that company's website.
Exactly. Everyone wins. Hikers find what they need, and the company gets more visitors and becomes known as the expert.
That's a smart strategy. What other examples are there?
E-commerce is another interesting one. Think about buying a new laptop. You might search best laptops for students and end up on a product page with just a few details.
Right. And then you have to do a bunch of research yourself to figure out which one to buy.
Now, some companies are creating really detailed buying guides. They're going way beyond just basic product descriptions. They might have sections about understanding different processors, comparing screen sizes, or even how to protect your laptop from viruses.
So they're giving you all the information you need before you even have to ask.
Right, and it makes sense for the business, too. By giving all this helpful information, they build trust with potential customers. It's not just about selling a laptop anymore. It's about becoming a trusted advisor.
It's like we've been saying, SGE is pushing companies to think about the whole customer experience.
Exactly.
It's about building relationships and making sure the customer is happy from the very beginning.
Right.
This has been a really insightful conversation, but before we wrap up, let's summarize the key takeaways for our listeners. What should they do to get ready for this SGE future?
Well, first, I'd say don't be afraid of the change. SGE is a chance to make your content better, connect with your audience, and reach your goals.
It's a reminder that the internet is always changing, and we need to adapt to succeed.
Definitely. Another important thing is to really understand your audience. Think like your audience. What are they looking for? What problems are they trying to solve? What would be helpful to them?
It's not just about keywords anymore. It's about putting the human first.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to try new things. Test different strategies and see what works best for you. There's no one right answer.
So it's about finding what works for your audience.
Right.
And there are tools that can help you do that. We talked about ClearScope, MarketMuse, SEMrush, and others.
Yeah.
These tools can give you valuable insights and help you stay ahead of the curve.
And most importantly, keep learning. The digital world is always changing, and SGE is just one part of it. Stay curious and never stop experimenting.
It's been fantastic exploring the world of SGE with you. I think we've all learned a lot about this new technology and what it means for us.
I agree. It's been a pleasure.
To our listeners, thank you so much for joining us on the Deep Dive. We hope you feel ready to embrace the changes that SGE will bring, and we hope you'll keep creating amazing content. Until next time, keep exploring and keep diving deep.